the best estimates are kind of 600 to 1,000 pairs for the whole country, which isn't an awful lot when you think about it. They're pretty scarce. They've been kind of long-term decline, really, I suppose. Gradual slow decline for a lot of the country.
Ireland's barn owls are plummeting. They've declined by 50% in the last 25 years. Today we ask, how can farmers bring barn owls back to their fields?
If you do have barn owls on your farm, it's a really good sign of the environment or the health of the environment on your farm. If they're there, things further down the food chain are in good order as well.
This is Ground Tips, a podcast from Farming for Nature that brings you the best advice from farmers across Ireland to help you restore life back to your farm or local area. I'm Bridget Barry. Today we hear from wildlife expert and farmer Paul Moore, who grows barley, oilseed rape and spring beans on his farm in Middleton in County Cork. He tells us how he has enticed barn owls back to his farm and how every farm in Ireland could do the same. Paul, you might just set the scene where you are in Cork, what your farm looks like for someone who doesn't know you or know your farm.
Yeah, I'm farming in East Cork, quite near the town of Middleton. Tillage, mainly tillage, a small bit of beef farm, south-facing farm, catches the sun and free draining. So it's good fertile land.
Paul, you might just tell me, how many barn owls do we know are in Ireland and how rare are they?
I suppose it's always going to be a bit difficult to census a bird that only comes out at night. But the best estimates are 600 to 1,000 pairs for the whole country, which isn't an awful lot when you think about it. I suppose they would be most common in the south and the southwest part of the country, kind of Cork, Kerry, Clare, Tipperary. But they're pretty scarce. They've been kind of long-term decline, really, I suppose, back 100 years ago. Just a gradual slow decline for a lot of the country.
Compared to the other owls that exist out there, they're more rare, are they, than the other ones that you might see?
They are, yeah. I mean, the other two common owls we get would be short-eared and long-eared owls. So short-eareds are really just a winter visitor mainly. You'll find them up in the mountaintops, on the moorland, or down on the coast. And long-eared owls then, which are probably the commonest owl we have, they're very much a woodland bird. Barn owls are the farmland bird, shall we say, or the farmland owl. They like open country with kind of rough grass, hedgerows, things like that to hunt their prey. You know, you won't get them in woodland, you won't get them in urban or suburban areas. They're very much the farmland owl.
Where would you expect to see a barn owl on the farmland?
Mainly they will eat kind of small furry mammals, so rats, mice, voles, shrews. So you'll find the barn owls where you'll find the rats, the mice, the voles and the shrews. So long grass, rough grass, you know, along beside hedgerows. If there's a wild corner of a field with a bit scrubby and a bit long, rank grass, they go in straight lines following the habitat, really. The other thing they need is a cavity. They don't build their own nest. They don't nest on the ground. They nest in cavities. So it's rotten trees, you know, old trees with holes in them, old farmyard buildings, so old chimneys that they can go into a hole. They like dark areas. That's what they would look for when they're looking for a nest site.
Tell me, Paul, how does it make you feel now to have them on your farm?
I suppose it was in my teens. I saw one on the side of the road one evening. We were going somewhere visiting. Then I kind of got involved with a few barn owl projects, putting up nest boxes, because the lack of nest boxes and lack of nest sites is one of the problems for barn owls. But they still weren't in East Cork, where I am. So about, 10 years ago, I saw a barn owl one evening driving home at night, about a mile from home. That was the closest I'd seen to home ever. So I said, right, it's time to get my act together here. So with some friends, we put up two barn owl nest boxes on the farm here on trees, because they didn't have suitable sheds, and nothing happened, I suppose. And about 3 years after that, about 7 years ago, I suppose, again, I can remember it very clearly. It was mid-March and we were sowing spring barley. About 11 o'clock at night, I was walking back the fields to home. not thinking about barn owls because the boxes had been up for a couple of years. And next thing there was this almighty screeching, hissing sound that scared the hell out of me for a couple of seconds. And we realized then it was a barn owl. And I was quite close to the one of the trees where we'd put the nest boxes. And there was two barn owls sitting up in the tree. One of them actually was on top of the nest box. And they were glaring down at me. Obviously, I disturbed them. They were like, checking out the nest box to see, is this going to be a suitable place to nest? And, you know, I was just, I was happy that I'd got the corn set in good conditions and stuff, but I was absolutely buzzing that I'd had a pair of barn owls, you know, in my nest box. It was amazing. I was just on a high walking back after that. I did a detour around it not to disturb them. And that was just fantastic.
Have you ever thought of that one nest box, how many offspring have come from it?
They're doing actually quite well around here now, you know, that they've come in. So it would be lovely to know, but at the same time, then I'm just happy to know that they're there without disturbing them, you know, and putting wings on them and stuff. Not that that's very valuable science, but, you know, I'm just happy to know that they're using it.
So aside from putting up the nest boxes, what else did you do on your farm to attract barn owls?
They need a place to nest. That's one of their requirements. And they need something to eat. As I said, the small furry mammals is what they eat. And the small furry mammals, the verges, the hedgerows, you know, they're eating insects, they're eating fruit, they're eating seeds. And the barn owls are eating them. So just the long grass on field margins or little rough corners of fields. Also in the GLOS scheme, the Agri-Environment scheme, even though it wasn't intended for barn owls, one of the measures in that, the wild bird cover, which is designed so it's growing cereals or growing grain crops to feed seed-eating birds over the winter. But it's actually proven to be really good at bringing in rodents as well, small rodents, feeding on the seeds that fall. And because you're getting the rodents in, you're getting the barn owls and the other predators, the kestrels, the buzzards, whatever, to come in and feed on the rodents. So, you know, there's nothing revolutionary. It's just maintaining field margins, maintaining nice hedgerows, and the wild bird cover is proving to be really useful as well. I see the barn owls hunting over the wild bird cover because of these rodents that have been attracted to it.
When you say maintaining your hedgerows, what does that look like for the barn owl?
So the rodents are there because of the, you know, maybe the fruit and the hawthorns or the blackthorn or any of the fruiting trees, and they're there for insects that are inside in the hedgerow. So, you know, maintaining a mix of hedgerows, I suppose, let some get up a bit taller, but just letting them fruit. I don't trim them back. If I do trim them back, I don't do it early in the winter. I wait as late as possible in January, so that the birds have had a chance to feed, and, you know, you're not destroying the fruit, basically. You're not destroying the resources that are in that hedgerow.
So if you were talking to a farmer who's really wants to attract barn owls, what are the kind of two or three key points that you would say this is the best place to start?
Rodenticide as an issue is huge for barn owls. So there was a study done and 70 to 80% of Irish barn owls had rat poison in their system. So if you imagine people are putting down rat poison, it may not kill the rats or the mice straight away. They're, you know, they get a bit dopey or a bit sick and they're easier to catch. And the barn owls are eating them and the rat poison, the chemicals are gradually building up in their system. If you're going to put down rat poison or if you're throwing it down a lot, then you're better off not having barn owls, even though that might sound a cruel thing to say. So first of all, I suppose don't do any harm to the barn owls. Examine how can you reduce or improve your use of rodenticide. So then explore alternative ways of controlling rats, like, you know, traps, live traps or breakback traps, whatever. There are various ways and means out there without using rodenticide. And if you are using rodenticide, don't just keep putting it out constantly, assuming it's going to be eaten. There are systems online that will tell you for responsible rodenticide use. Then, of course, there's a nest box. So they need somewhere to nest and to roost. You actually need two nest boxes in general because the male and the female don't like to roost together during the winter. They like to keep their distance. So maybe there's a lesson there for all of us. I don't know. But, So you need two nest boxes, or at least a nest box in some other place that they can go and roost and sleep in at night. The habitat then, just leaving rough corners, having field margins, do bird cover if you're in an agri environment scheme, things like that. Mm-hmm. And so, as I said, it's simple enough stuff. Just leave a bit of habitat for them, give them a place to nest, and watch the rodenticide.
When they come, how can you tell if they're there?
I suppose you could do like I do and get the hell scared out of you by just talking to them late at night.
A witch's screech.
So, yeah, so, you know, if you don't see them, because they're only active at night, obviously, so you have to be out at night to see them, but you might find a pure white feather or the droppings, actually, because they'll roost wherever they're roosting. They've pure white, kind of chalky type of dropping, so you might see those. Or the other thing is the really easy one, if you care to look for it, is a pellet. So when the owls eat these rodents, they can't digest the bones and they can't digest the fur. So they regurgitate those. It forms into a pellet inside them and they just cough it up. It's owl vomit, effectively. But it's a little black oval-shaped pellet about the size of your thumb. And they cough these up at a regular basis. They just regurgitate all the undigested material. And you'll see these under the roost, you'll see them on the ground or wherever. And that's the classic way of knowing them. And it's a really interesting one as well. If you dissect it, if you break up the pellet, you can see the remains, the bones, the skulls of the rodents. You can tell what they've been eating if you're really into it.
I'd say it's very interesting sitting around your breakfast table sometimes, dissecting the pellets.
Well, I always wash my hands. So,
yeah. Paul, why do you think farmers should take the extra effort to have barn owls on their land? Like, why? What is the bonus of it for them, for the land? Why should they take the effort?
I get a real kick out of seeing a barn owl anytime I do come across one out on the farm. They're such an iconic, beautiful species, and they're a real indicator too, because they're a top predator. They're right up on the top of the food chain. So if you've got barn owls, you know, they're a real symbol that everything further down the food chain is in good order as well, that all other species below them are doing well. The fact that the barn owls are there, they're just so much more obvious. You know, they're big and beautiful. A flagship species, I suppose you could say, for a healthy farm and healthy environment.
So it's like a little stamp, a little accreditation that you're, you know, that your whole farm ecosystem is doing well. And do you think there's a benefit to the actual farm as well as to and to the farmer? But do you feel there's an actual benefit for the farmer?
If you have barn owls, I think so. Yeah, I mean, they're natural pest control. You know, if you go down the food chain, you'll eventually meet the insects that can cause problems on tillage land, you know, carry disease and stuff. So you've got the predators, you know, the beneficials are there as well in good numbers to try and control those insects. So, you know, we all have to reduce our pesticide use. We know that. So this is nature helping you there.
Paul Moore, thank you so much. If you want to learn more, please go to farmingfornature.ie. Link up with us on Twitter at Farm for Nature. If you have a question you'd like answered on this podcast, let me know on info@farmingfornature.ie. Finally, please share, rate and review this podcast, as it helps us get the word out. We'll talk to you again soon.